Oh, what's going to stand out most about the season? Well, I like the way we played at times, but not consistently, you know. But I did see growth in our team, which is what encourages me in different ways, you know. So I don't know if anything really stands out. I mean, I haven't had enough time to think about all that stuff, you know. But I do see some growth, which is encouraging for me in a lot of ways, you know.
Did you learn more about the players and how they react in this 48 game season than you might have
Not so much. Not so much that. Not so much about the players and how they reacted. I did get to know that because it's more stressful. And I think this was really good for us, a season of 48 games, because it really got – it was way different and it was – stressful, and as a team we could use the experience of dealing with stress, because or pressure, however you want to look at that word. And I think from that standpoint it was really, really good for us, and so it was good, and it gives you a lot of information about your players and who can handle it and who can't, and or they have to learn a little bit more about it and stuff like that. So I think from that standpoint it's really good. I really enjoyed the year. I didn't enjoy the non-practice too much because coaches like to practice, you know. I didn't enjoy that too much, but I think that we managed it pretty well, the best way that we were able to without having any experience. I had not experienced a lockout, so kind of tried to do it the best way possible. And knowing that you couldn't teach completely what you wanted to teach, there was no time. You had to do it through video, and that doesn't work. It does work, but it doesn't work great for you because you need repetition.
In these final meetings, do you say bye to the guys with the assumption that you might not coach long enough next year and not be back with the Jets?
The hockey is what it is. I mean, they all know we're... Yes, you say bye to them as a group, knowing that you won't see them again. I don't think you say good luck or anything like that stuff. You just say, you know. It's really enjoyable coaching players and trying to make them better, and it is a tug of war, you know. But I don't, you know, not hugs and kisses going around, you know. Well, I think that they as you can see, they're becoming the foundation of our team. So, you know, you got good players. So, you know, how important are they? Pretty important. You talking about for myself?
Yes, yes.
And your question is? Well, I don't worry about my contract. It's not on my mind. I don't think of it. That doesn't come into the equation for me.
Which players grew the most in your mind?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, they all did, you know, the right answer would be they all did to a degree, but I think young players grew quite a bit, you know. I mean, Evander Kane, for me, grew quite a bit. I think Pavlik grew quite a bit. I mean, they all did. Like, it'd be, you know, be hard to sit and say, well, he didn't, or, you know. I think I see, you know, some more than others, but you get that in different years. It doesn't all happen the same way, you know. I think they all did, but some guys you could see a little bit more, you know. I'd have to give that some thought or look down the list. But some guys, you know, I think the young guys, usually they have, you don't know when their ceiling's going to be there, so you don't, you know. I think Evander grew quite a bit this year. I think I could see quite a bit of difference there.
What do you need more of? What do you have 2 years sort of the same core? If there's been improvement, what do you need more of?
Personally, I think we could have made the playoffs both years, so what do we need more of? I don't think we could have made the playoffs again this year. So, if you're asking me what you need more of, what? Well, I think we could have made the playoffs both years. So, you know, that's my thoughts. Well, no, that won't be decided by me. I mean, it'll be decided by the staff, you know, the management staff. I mean, there'll be some areas we have to fill, who gets re-signed, who doesn't, you know. You know, I think we're able to, but that's sometimes, you know, the next question probably, well, geez, that would mean you underachieve. Well, no, that's your group. That's your group. That's what coaching is. You try to figure out how to get this thing going. You know, so we had that story before with the moose that I told you guys about that. You know, you think that, I don't know that, you know, there's some areas I suppose we could use a little bit more of, but I'm not going to discuss those today, you know.
Do you have a relationship with Kevin that allows you to share thoughts and share?
Oh, sure.
You're comfortable that you're...
Oh, sure, yeah. Oh, yeah, they would ask and I would tell them, just more honest, just honest is what you need, and I haven't given that a whole lot of thought, really. You know, what we need more of, I think we could have made the playoffs this year. I thought we could have made it last year. You know, sometimes it takes a little while to convince your group. They don't feel the same way. They do, but they don't. You know, it shows up in your play. You know, and you have to prove to yourself that you can do this. You know.
When you say that, how important is it to look to next year and have an actual, real training camp preseason set? When you look, came here, city changes.
Right. Oh, tons. Tons, because, you know, I know the personnel. They know each other. They know the market now. There's no newness anymore. They're going to know. It's going to be very clear where we want to go. I mean, you make it very clear every year, but it's a lot easier when you got a training camp. You know, it's the inner competition that really drives everything, really. That's what you eventually have to get to, you know. Well, that's, you do that every year. You try to do that every year. It's just your team responds in different ways, you know. So it'll go again next year. It'll go right from training camp and right from the first day. You set a standard, and this is the standard of operation, and this is how it goes. But it's the competition that drives that bus, you know. Like, that's really what it is, and that's the inner competition. So that's what you have to get to at some point, you know. Well, they'll all view their season differently. They'll view it as an individual and as a team, and that's what they'll you know. I would like them to look back at it and just be honest. That's what you have to do: is look in the mirror and say, you know, we talked to the team today. I expressed my disappointment there, but I didn't go crazy, you know. So I am disappointed. So. What'll drive players is always the same thing. You got to make it. It's the inner competition within the group. That's what drives the players, you know. So, like, I remember years ago when I was an assistant coach in the American League, I was working with Dallas, and I remember I was working with Hitch in Kalamazoo, and I remember him saying that, you know, the big team will go when they've got the minor league team, because we were in the minors, when they get strong, because they look back and think, ooh, this young guy's ready to go. That's when your team goes. Now you got 45 guys that can, or whatever you got, 30 guys that are close. That's what drives and motivates, you know. Well, you do it in a lot of different ways. It's a mentality more than anything. That's what you get. It's a belief system. You just got to, as silly as that sounds, it's just the belief system. It's the attitude you take, you know. And you put all the X's and O's, but everybody's got X's and O's. It's not that. It's a it's a commitment. It's to whatever that is, whether it's penalty killing or defending, or it's not rocket science. Everybody does the same thing. It's just that first starts off with a belief system, you know. And you believe in each other, and you get mad when a guy doesn't do his part. Like if I'm a center and the D screws up and I'm not happy and it's game 30, I'm not happy. Like I'm minus because of your ass, you know. Doesn't make me happy, you know. And that's what drives the team as well, is that, you know, accountability. Well, we had some, you know. To what degree, you know, I didn't see them a whole lot, but I think we had some there. But we've got guys coming too now because we've drafted a couple of years, and so we've got some things happening, which is good. And we always try to build that. That's something that we know, and you try to build it. You know, we had some. Yeah, well, he looks good, but it'll be good for him because this will be a good experience for him. I would have liked to have seen him in a game, quite honestly. I think it would have been huge for us, but, you know, he's going to be a good player. I look forward to coaching him. Well, I don't know him enough to know, you know, like. But, I mean, I watch him at school when we went down in November. For a young player, he looked good. Pretty excited about getting a handle on him because he plays the game the right way and he competes real well, which is beautiful. Can't get enough of those guys. Don't know.
Hey guys, have a good day.